父，我们何等感恩。
Father, how grateful we are.
我们为了过去的年日在我们中间所施的恩典，我们感谢你。
We thank you for what you have done among us in the past years.
我们也为了刚才你在仇敌面前所摆设的筵席，我们也感谢你。
We also thank you for the feast you have laid out before the enemy just now. We thank you.
我们何等盼望能够看见你这千万人中之第一人。
Lord, we hope that we can see you as a fairest among the thousands.
所以我们把早间这一点点时间交在父你的手里。
We commend this ensuing time this morning onto your hands.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
也夺我们的心。
And capture our hearts.
所以我们可以把摔碎众多的偶像。
So we may crush all idols.
和众圣徒一同归向你。
We may return to you with all things.
愿你施恩。
May you bless us.
这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们一同来读一处经文，《路加福音》第七章。
First, we will read a few scriptures, Luke chapter 7.
大家，如果你读中文，你跟我一起读。如果你读英文的话，你可以同声，你按着你自己的语言来读，好吧
？We read together in your preferred language.
我们从第三十一节，第七章三十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 31.
我们一起把它读完。好，路加福音第七章三十一节。
Verse 31.
主又说，这样我可用什么比这世代的人呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。施洗的约翰来，不吃饼，不喝酒，你们说他是被鬼附着的。人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子都以智慧为事。有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他脚的哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩典的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我用水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你， 平平安安的回去吧。刚才弟兄交通道，这个十字架的经历的起点是遵行神的话。
Our brother also has shared the starting point of the way of cross is to obey the word of God.
但是呢，所有属灵生命的起点乃是信心。
But all the starting point of the spiritual life is faith.
我想我们每一个神的儿女都晓得，是信心对于一个基督的门徒来说有多重要。
I think we all know how important faith is to every disciple.
信心是整个属灵的根基。
Faith is the foundation of spiritual life.
同样的一件事情发生在我们中间，一个有信心的人看是一回事，一个没信心的人看是另外一回事。
When things happen, things may look very different in the eyes of those with faith versus those without.
对一个跟从基督做门徒的人来说，他看见主耶稣是死人复活。
As a disciple who follows Christ, when he see that Jesus resurrected the dead,
他们就都归荣耀归给神。
They gave glory to God.
所以有大先知在我们中间兴起了。
Saying a great prophet has risen up among us.
但是一个对一个不信的人来说，他就算是亲眼看见了。
But who, for someone who is without faith, even though he sees it with his own eyes,
他总是想方设法用人的智慧、用人的经验来解释。
He will try to explain that with the wisdom of man or man's experiences.
试图好像要把这些神迹呢都合理化。
He will try to rationalize the miracles.
虽然这也没有什么错。
Although there's nothing wrong with it.
但是好像是在那里说，人若是不能明白的事情，神就不能做。
As if they're saying that God is not able to do things that human cannot understand.
神所喜悦的信心，不仅仅是相信神所做的事情。
The faith that pleases God is that not only do you believe what God has done.
更关键是相信。他的独生的爱子。
The most importantly, that is the faith is to believing his only begotten son.
也就是主耶稣的所是。
That is who the Lord Jesus is.
所以希伯来书的作者在那里见证说，人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
So the author of the book of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
凡来到神面前的，就必须神是。
For whoever comes before God must believe that He is.
相信神，主耶稣是父怀中的独生子。
Believe that the Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
相信他是神本体的真相。
Believe that He is the express image of God's person.
是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the glorious light of the light of the glory of his father.
他是光。
His light.
他是爱。
His love.
他是复活。
He is the resurrection.
他是生命。
He is life.
他使无变为有，使死人复活。
He brings nothing into existence. He resurrects the dead.
路加福音刚才我们读的第七章前面有一个百夫长。
In Luke chapter 7, there was a centurion.
他不仅有信心。
Not only did he have faith,
而且主耶稣称他的信心乃是大的。
And his faith, our Lord said, that is a great faith.
是大的信心。
A great faith.
这大的信心大不在于他这个不在于他自己大。
It is not about himself.
他乃是相信主是大的。
He believes that the Lord is great.
他相信主耶稣不仅可以医治他的仆人。
He believes that the Lord Jesus can heal his servant.
而且他相信主耶稣是天父所差来。
He also believes that the Lord Jesus was sent by the Heavenly Father.
万有都在他的手中。
All things are in his hand.
是因他的全能的命令托住万有。
He upholds all things by the word of his power.
所以主耶稣如果想要医治这个百夫长的仆人。
So if the Lord Jesus wants to heal the servant.
他不需要像普通的医生一样。要到面把脉。
He will not go do it as an ordinary physician.
乃是呢，因着主耶稣在父面前完全的顺服。
Because of his complete obedience before the Heavenly Father.
他里面有生命的权柄。
He has the authority of life.
他只要吩咐一声，百夫长就可以好。
As long as he
的仆人就可以好。
As long as he says a word, the servant of the centurion will be healed.
所以对于一个大的信心来说
，So as for a great faith.
并不是相信我们可以做任何的事情。
It is not that we can do anything.
乃是相信我们的神。没有难成的事。
It is to believe that in God nothing is impossible.
一个人不管有外面有多少刚强。
So, no matter how strong a person seems to be.
就像施洗约翰一样，说妇人所生没有一个比他大的。
Even for someone as John the Baptist and who is the greatest among those who were born of a woman.
但他如果里面的信心软弱了，他一样跌倒。
But even for him, if his faith is weakened, he will surely fall.
上一次我交通到说施洗约翰跌倒。
Last time I had fellowship, I said, that John the Baptist fell.
后来下来之后，有一位弟兄呢纠正我。
But afterwards, one of the brothers reminded me, corrected me.
说施洗约翰并不是跌倒，乃是信心软弱。
He said John the Baptist, did not fall. It is that his faith was weakened.
感谢主，我想我的弟兄是对的。
Praise the Lord, I think my brother is right.
这施洗约翰因着他不明白神的作为。
But John the Baptist, because he did not fully understand God's deed.
他对主的信心软弱。
His faith was toward the Lord was weakened.
不过我们主很好。
But our Lord is great. It's good.
他托人呢给施洗约翰传话说。
He sent messengers to him.
那不因我跌倒的那人有福。
Blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
我想主是在提醒施洗约翰，用话呢来坚固施洗约翰的信心。
I think the Lord was strengthening John the Baptist's faith by his word.
而且我相信呢，施洗约翰如果因着主的安慰，坚固自己的信心。
And I also believe that if John the Baptist can strengthen his own faith by the comforting word of the Lord.
越过他里面的难处呢，因着对主的道路的不认识的所存的困惑。
And also, if he can overcome his perplexities over the way of the Lord,
他就不至于跌倒。
He may not fail.
而且要蒙更大的恩典。
He may even receive greater blessing.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers, sisters,
这是活的信心。
This is the living faith.
一个大的信心可以移山。
A great faith can move the mountain.
而一个活的信心呢，可以把我们这个人的意愿放下。
A living faith will enable us to lay down our own will.
把我们的道路的放下。
To lay down our own ways of life.
而路加福音第七章，我们刚才读的这段经文。
The scripture we have just read in Luke chapter 7.
还有一个更成熟的信心。
There is a more mature faith.
就是生发仁爱的信心。
That is the faith that works through love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
And now abide faith, hope, and love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
These three, but the greatest of these is love.
这真正的爱呢，乃是从信心里生发出来。
True love emerges through faith, from faith.
是因信神的儿子而生发出来。
That is the love.From the faith of the Son of God,
是因在信心里看见神的荣耀和美德而散发出来。
That is the love emerging from beholding the glory and virtue of Christ through the eyes of faith.
所以盼望早间借着路加福音所记载的这个故事呢，能够求神把那个生发仁爱的信心启示在我们里面。
So this morning, may God reveal this love.Working through faith and to us.
不仅如此呢，而且把那个信心所看见的神的儿子启示在我们。
Not only so, and may the Lord reveal the Son of God through this faith.
我想刚才我们读过的这个故事呢，大家都很熟悉。
I think we're all familiar with this story we just read.
而且四本福音书呢，都有很类似的记载。
And also, it is recorded in, similarly in all four Gospels.
不过这四个故四个福四本福音里的这个故事呢，是不是说的同一件事情？这个圣经的学者呢，各持己见。
But if those this story recorded in the four books are the same story, the Bible scholars had no consensus.
所以既然有争议呢，我今天的交通就尽量只限制在路加福音。
Since it's controversial, so I would my fellowship today will be focusing on this recorded in the book of Luke.
所以这个故事简单的来说呢，就是一个法利赛人名叫西门。
This story talked about there was a Pharisee called Simon.
他请主耶稣吃饭。
He invited the Lord to eat with him.
而城中有一个女子呢。没有名字。
There is a woman in a city without name.
她带了沉郁香膏的玉瓶呢，来服侍主。
She served the Lord with a flask of fragrant oil.
她用膏抹了主耶稣的头。
He anointed the head of the Lord with the oil.
用眼泪呢，湿了耶稣的脚。
He wept the feet of the Lord with his tears.
他用嘴亲主耶稣的脚。
He kissed the Lord's feet with his mouth, her mouth.
然后呢，抹上香膏。
And also, she anointed the feet.
再用自己的头发把它擦。
And wept with her hair.
但是西门的心里就起了论断。
And Simon judged himself.
不仅论断这个女人，而且呢，还论断我们的主。
Not only did he judge this woman, he also judged our Lord.
那主耶稣告诉这西门说，这个被定罪的女人呢，这个是爱他的。
Our Lord Jesus told Simon, "This woman you accused is loved him."
而且呢，他的爱是多的。
And also her love is more.
不晓得大家是怎么看的？我曾经非常稀奇。
I was amazed before.
为什么主对这个女人的评价有这么高？
Why does the Lord commend this woman so highly?
当然，她爱主是我想大家没有异议
的。There's no doubt that she loves the Lord.
但她所做的事情也并不是什么大事情。
But I thought what she did was not a big deal.
为什么圣灵要把这件事情记下来？
Why the Holy Spirit recorded this?
而且评价这么高。
And with such a high commendation.
这个女人的爱到底有什么特别的？
What kind of love this woman has?
一个蒙恩的罪人，其实向主表示感恩，不是很应该的一件事情。
Isn't she supposed to show her appreciation to the Lord as a sinner who was saved by grace?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细默想这个女人所做的，我们就会发现。
But if we meditate on what the woman has done, we will see.
这个女人的爱不仅仅出于感恩。
His love, her love did not merely come from appreciation.
乃是从信心里面所生发出来的。
This love emerges from faith.
这个信心首先要做的一件事情呢，就是降卑。
The first thing this faith would do is to humble.
一个信上富足的人，他一定在灵里的感觉总是贫穷。
The one who is rich in faith will be poor in spirit.
这对西门来讲，他是一个富足的人。
As Simon, he is a rich man.
他不仅家道丰富，而且我想他是犹太人中的法利赛人呢，他应该是遵行律法。
He's well-to-do and also he's a Pharisee among the Jews. He follows the law.
而且他的道德标准应该是比一般人高的。
He might have high moral standards.
所以他多受人的尊重的，社会地位也应该是比较高的。
He might be a respectable man, has a highly regarded social status.
虽然这圣经里面没有记载，但我相信这个西门是常常救济穷人。
Although it's not recorded in the scripture, but I think he might also show charity to the poor often.
他在这里请主耶稣吃饭。
Here he invited the Lord Jesus to dine with him.
圣经里有许多地方记载法利赛人请主耶稣吃饭。
The scriptures has recorded a few times that Pharisees invited the Lord Jesus to dine.
有的人可能有的人是因为好奇。
Some are doing this out of a curiosity.
他想接近主耶稣呢，想窥探主耶稣。
They want to draw near to the Lord and watch closely.
要看看说这个众人所说的这个先知到底是谁。
They want to see who this Jesus who was called the prophet is.
还有一些法利赛人是因为妒忌。
And other Pharisees did this out of jealousy.
请主耶稣和他的门徒吃饭呢，好找主耶稣说话行事的把柄。
They invited the Lord Jesus and his disciples to dine in order to find accusations against him.
但有的圣经学者认为呢，这个西门就是路加福音的第七章这里的西门，是跟马太福音、马可福音里的那个长大麻风的西门是一个人。
Some Bible scholars believe that this Simon in the book of Luke is the same Simon the leper in the book of Matthew and Mark.
虽然没有定论，但是如果这是真的话
，If it is the truth,
西门也有可能是盼望主耶稣能够医治他的大麻风。
Here Simon might also hope the Lord may heal his leprosy.
但不管怎么样，这西门呢，就请了主耶稣。到他家吃饭。
No matter what, this Simon invited the Lord to eat with him.
当然，请主耶稣吃饭，这是好，我相信。
Yes, it is good to invite the Lord Jesus to dine.
马大、玛利亚也请主耶稣吃饭。
Martha and Mary also invited Lord Jesus to dine.
彼得的岳母也请主耶稣吃饭。
The mother-in-law of Peter also invited him.
税吏撒该也请主耶稣吃。
The tax collector Zacchaeus also invited Lord Jesus to dine.
但是在这些人里头的感觉呢，主耶稣他是主。
But in their perspectives, and the Lord Jesus is the Lord, the Master.
他们在服侍主。
They serve the Lord. They serve him.
但是路加福音这里记载，西门不是请主耶稣吃饭。
But here in the book of Luke, Simon did not merely invite the Lord to dine.
他乃是说请主耶稣和他吃。
He asked the Lord to eat with him.
一切都是他安排好的。
He arranged all things.
他是主人。
He is the master.
主耶稣不过是客人中的一个。
Our Lord Jesus was just one of the guests.
在西门的感觉里面呢，他是帮主一个忙。
So in Simon's perspective, he was doing a favor to the Lord.
他是奉献自己的财物跟时间还有精力呢。
He was offering his wealth and time and energy to the Lord.
他像接待穷人一样接待我们的主。
He received the Lord as received the poor.
而这故事里的这个女人呢，却是不同。
But this woman is different.
虽然我们不晓得她的家道怎么样，钱财有多少。
Although we do not know if she's well-to-do or if she's wealthy.
但可以肯定的一点呢，她是邻里贫穷的人。
But one thing for sure that she is poor in spirit.
对这个女人来说，主耶稣是主。
As this woman, our Lord Jesus is the Lord.
是她的中心。
It's her center of her life.
主耶稣在哪里，她就去。
Where the Lord is, there she is.
主耶稣在西门家，她就去西门。
The Lord Jesus is in the house of the Simon's. She will go to Simon's house.
虽然主耶稣在西门家是做客。
Although the Lord Jesus was just but a guest in Simon's house.
但对这个女人来说
But for this woman,
她是主
He is the Lord.
是她的主人
He is her Lord.
所以呢，她所做的是最下等的仆人所做的事情
So what he has done was the lowest servant's job.
因为在那个时候呢，给客人洗脚是最下等的仆人
Because at that time, washing, it is the lowest servant's job to wash the guest's feet.
主耶稣坐在这个宴席上
Our Lord was sitting at the table.
他就站在主耶稣的后面。
She was standing behind the Lord.
而且在他感觉里面，他所有的东西都是主所赐的。
But for her, and also for her, all she had was given by the Lord.
虽然我们晓得他带去的那个香膏是极贵重的。
Although we know that this spikenard she brought was very costly.
但是在路加福音这里记载是很特别的，他感觉呢就是一瓶香膏。
But here in the book of Luke, she felt it's just an ordinary spikenard.
西门在那里宴请主耶稣的时候，大家都晓得。
And when Simon Peter invited the Lord Jesus, everyone knows.
我想场面应该也是很大的。
I think it might be a big thing.
不然也不会允许这个这个女人到他家里来。
Otherwise, this woman may not get in.
他的名声应该是在外的。
And he might be very famous.
而这个女人呢，我想没有几个人知道她的名字。
I think this woman, and a few knows her name.
甚至没有多少人想知道她的名字。
Even there are fewer even wants to know her name.
我想这也是为什么路加，圣灵界的路加呢，没有把她的名字记下来。
So here, I think that is why, in the book of Luke, her name is not recorded by the Spirit.
我想在我们中间的许多弟兄姊妹也是这样服侍。
I think many brothers and sisters among us are serving like this.
他们虽然做了许多的事情，但是却不被人察觉。
Although they have done a lot, but a few have noticed.
有的时候我就问主。
Sometimes I ask the Lord.
这主啊，为什么我事情还没怎么做呢？
Why that I haven't barely done anything?
怎么动静就这么大
？Why there is such a big thing?
我们的主在地上，他也是这样服侍。
Our Lord was also serving like this when he was on the earth.
他本有神的形象，却倒空他的自己。
He had a form of God, but he emptied himself.
存心谦卑。
He humbled himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个这是神儿子的信心。
So this is the faith of the Son of God.
我想一个在信心里面看见天父独生子的荣光的人。
I think for the one who sees the glorious light of the only begotten Son.
第一件事要成就的就是谦卑他。
The first effect is that he is humbled.
这是信心所带来的第一个果效。
It is the first effect of faith.
当然。其实一个在信心里看见天父荣光的人，不仅仅只是谦卑他自己。
Secondly, not only is he humbled when he sees the light by faith.
一个在信心里看见天父荣光的人，他也闭门关照。
Also, if one sees the glorious light of the Father in faith, he will be illuminated.
这个信心呢，不仅让人摸到基督里面那个谦卑的灵。
This faith not only leads one to encounter this spirit, this humble spirit.
也使我们这看见的人谦卑。
It also humbles us.
也使我们这在野人这个信心呢，同样让人摸到基督里面那个真理的灵。
This faith also leads us to encounter this spirit of truth.
一个摸到基督里头真理的灵的人，一定蒙光照。
If he encounters the spirit of truth, he will be illuminated.
如果一个人没有在灵里头遇见过基督，
If one has never encountered Christ,
他看所有其他的人的难处都特别清楚。
He sees very clear. He sees others, the weaknesses of others very clearly.
唯独对他自己的大麻烦不晓得。
Only that he did not know that about his leprosy, his own leprosy.
一点感觉都没。
Had no feelings toward his own leprosy.
主耶稣在这个路加福音第七章里告诉这个女人，对着这个女人呢，告诉西门说。
The Lord told Simon in regards to this woman.
她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much.
我想我们的主不是在这里鼓励我们要多犯点罪，或者犯大一点的罪。
I don't think the Lord was trying to encourage Simon to continue in sin, but sin more.
好让他的恩典在我们身上显多。
So that grace may abound.
西门他之所以不爱主或者不够爱主，并不是因为他守律法没犯什么罪。
The reason why Simon Peter did not love the Lord enough it is not because that he did not follow the law.
或者他所犯的罪比较轻。
Or that he sinned less.
只不过他的大麻风 没有得到光照而已。
Is it just that his own leprosy was not illuminated?
所以罗马书第五章二十节说，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，就恩典就更显多了。
Romans chapter 5 verse 20 says, Moreover the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
不过弟兄姊妹们，一个人的罪被显出来有多少，跟他所犯的罪有多少，这是两件事情。
But the multitude of one's sins that have been illuminated or revealed are not the same thing with the sins that he actually committed.
虽然律法的光是为要叫人知罪的。
Although the light of the law is the knowledge of sins.
但是你如果还记得的话，跟主耶稣一同钉十字架的那两个强盗。
But if you remember the two criminals crucified with the Lord.
一个呢伏在律法的光下，知道自己有罪。
One was under the light of the law and have knowledge of his own sins.
而另外一个呢，他不服律法。
The other did not obey this light of the law.
良心如同被烙铁烙惯的一样。
And his conscience like was seared with a hot iron.
他就没有感觉。
And he had no feeling about his own sin.
如果一个人如果遇见的是生命的光。
If one encountered the light of life.
还不仅仅像律法一样把我们的罪行都显出来。
Not only his our sins will be illuminated.
连我们里面的罪性也被显出来。
Even the sinful nature in us will be revealed.
这就是使徒保罗在那里见证说他是罪人中的罪魁。
This is what Paul has said. He is a chief among the sinners.
我想并不是使徒保罗并不是在那里自表谦卑。
I don't think this is self-humiliation.
乃是因着圣灵的光照亮人心中的隐情。
It is that the light of the Spirit manifests the hidden things in one's heart.
所以就看见我们里面许多的罪之外，在他里面还有一个罪性。
So besides all the sins among us, he also sees that the sinful nature in himself.
所以路加福音这里主耶稣说这个女人许多的罪都得了赦免，乃是指着她已经被显明的罪所。
So here in Luke, Lord Jesus said, her sins which are many, those sins are the things that are revealed.
一个人的罪呢，如果还未曾被光显明，他是不可能让恩典显多的。
If one's sins has not been revealed by the light, grace may not abound.
他更不可能让爱让一个人的爱加增。
The love may not abound either.
所以呢，一个人的罪呢，被显明多少，乃是取决于他是否在光中。
So the amount of one's sins that are revealed is determined by if he's in the light.
而且取决于他在什么光中，是在律法的光下，还是在真理的光下。
And it's determined by what kind of light he's under. Either under the light of the law or the truth.
而且取决于他离这个光有多近。
And also determined by how close he is to the light.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们如果想爱主，我们必须要学习亲近主。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to love the Lord, you have to learn to draw near to the Lord.
不管是祷告、唱诗，还是读主的话，还是聚会。
Be it praying, sing the hymns, and read the Bible, and gathering.
最最重要的呢，是在信心里面遇见主。
The most important thing is to meet the Lord in faith.
不管你做什么样的事情。
No matter what you do.
任何的事情，如果你不能够遇见主，那就对你没有什么益处。
If you cannot meet the Lord, and that will not benefit you.
而且呢，主也不喜悦。
And also the Lord will not be pleased.
一个人只有在信心里面遇见主，他才有可能真实的光照。
Only one who truly meet the Lord in faith, he or she can be illuminated.
因为他是真光。
Because he is true light.
生命在他里面。
The life is in him.
就是人的光。
That is the light of man.
因为呢，只有这个生命呢，能够显明人一切的黑暗。
Only this life can reveal all the darkness in human heart.
所以在我们聚会的时候，当主同在浓郁的时候，我们虽然不需要像西门一样彼此的论断。
So when in our gathering, when the presence of the Lord is strong,
但也不是说你好我好。
When the presence of the Lord is strong, we do not need to judge one another. Also, we do not need to gloss over things.
如同那个汤浑之井，弄浊之水。
Like the murky fountain and a polluted well.
虽然我们要除去聚会中论断的灵。
We should remove all the spirit of judgment in our meeting.
但也不等于说我们对罪视而不见。
But it doesn't mean that we can look over all the things.
我不晓得大家有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have a similar experience.
我有的时候来到聚会当中。
Sometimes when I come to the meeting,
也没有人指责我什么。
No one rebuked me.
但是因着在信心里面遇见主。
But because of meeting, encountering with the Lord in faith,
遇见那个真理的灵运行在聚会当中。
When I encountered the Spirit of Truth moving in the gathering,
人里面的黑暗和死亡呢就被显明出来。
The darkness and death in me are revealed.
这个是这个信心在这个女人身上做的第二件事情。
It is the second effect of what faith has done on this woman.
这个信心呢，不仅让这个女人卑微。
This faith has not only humbled this woman.
也不仅让这个女人蒙光照。
And also this faith has illuminated this woman.
第三个果效呢，就是让这个女人呢得赦免。
The third effect is that this woman was forgiven.
一个在信心里面看见神真这个神的儿子真理的光的人，是蒙光照的人。
The one who has encountered the light of the Son of God in faith is the one who is illuminated.
而只有在信心里面看见神儿子恩典的光的人，他才可以蒙赦免。
But only when the one who encounters the grace of the Son of God can be forgiven.
所以这个女人呢，她不仅仅因着耶稣基督真理的光，她蒙了光照。
So this woman not only was she illuminated when she encountered this truth.
她遇见主的时候，她在信心里头呢，乃是摸到主耶稣里面的恩典。
And she also encountered the grace of the Lord.
有一首诗歌呢，歌词是这样写。
There's a hymn. The lyrics says.
恩典教导我心惧畏。
It was grace that taught my heart to fear.
又将畏惧除掉。
And grace my fears relieved.
这个女人所经历的，信心在她里头所做的就是这样。
This is the effect of faith that this woman has experienced.
我们再回到这个故事里头，不晓得大家有没有注意到。
When we go back to this story.
不晓得大家有没有注意到这些事实。
I don't know if you noticed this.
在这段经文里面，主耶稣在肯定了西门的回答以后呢，就说他许多的罪都赦免。
After the Lord approved Simon's answer, and he said to this woman, her sins are forgiven.
因为她的爱多。
For she loves much.
然后呢，最后他才转过来对马上就转过来对这个女人说，你的罪赦免。
Then he turned to the woman and said, "Your sins are forgiven."
大家有没有想过，究竟是这个女人的爱在先呢，还是她的赦免在先
？Have you thought which one comes first, the woman's love or his forgiveness, her forgiveness?
照着西门的回答跟主的回答呢
？According to Simon's answer,
这个女人之所以爱多呢，乃是因为她所蒙的恩免多。
The reason why the woman loves much is because she was forgiven more.
那应该是赦免在先。
That is the forgiveness comes first.
但是呢，你有没有发现，等到为什么说这个主又向这个女人说你的罪赦免了，却是在主跟西门的对话之后。
But why the Lord said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." This after the conversation between him and Simon.
好像是在说，这个女人的爱是赦免的原因。
As if to say that the love of this woman is the reason of the forgiveness.
那到底这个爱是赦免的原因还是赦免的结果？
So is the love the result or the reason of this forgiveness?
我想主耶稣自己亲自回答这个问题。
I think the Lord has answered this question.
他最后跟这个女人说，他说你的信救了你。
Lastly, the Lord said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you."
平平安安回去。
Go in peace.
所以呢，这个女人的信心。是这个信心使这个女人得了赦免。
So it is the faith that leads to the forgiveness of the woman.
这个女人的信心不仅摸到主耶稣真理的一面。
So this faith has not only enabled her to see the Lord Jesus' truth.
让她蒙了光照。
That she was illuminated.
她的信心同时让她看见了主耶稣里面恩典的一面。
And her faith also enables her to see the grace of the Lord.
约翰福音上说，我们的主来到我们中间，住道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The book of John says, our Lord, he is the Word becomes flesh, dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，就是父。
And we have seen his light, that is the light of the only begotten Son of the Father.
虽然基督的真理呢，真理的光让人蒙光照。
Although this truth of Christ can illuminate one.
但是基督的恩典大过审判。
But the grace of Christ is greater than judgment.
这个就是神的儿子在十字架上所见证。
This is the testimony on the cross of the Son of God.
神的儿子向他向他信他的人所显的恩典跟慈爱是何等的大。
So the grace and mercy that God shows him, showed those who believe him is complete.
何等的完全。
It's complete.
爱既完全的就把惧怕除去。
Perfect love casts out fear.
所以对这个女人来讲，只要有主耶稣在这地方，无论那个地方有多少的法利赛人。
So as for this woman, as long as the Lord is there, no matter how many Pharisees there are,
无论那个地方有没有西门,
no matter if Simon was here,
他都敢去,
she's willing to go.
他都愿意去,
she's willing to go.
弟兄姊妹, 我们可能不大容易进入这个女人的感觉。
It might be hard for us to feel for this woman.
对一个已经被众人所定罪的一个人来说,
for someone who is condemned by everyone,
就不管他犯的是什么罪
，No matter what sin she has committed，
你要让他到一个法利赛人的家里去是不容易。
It's not easy for her to go to the house, the Pharisee's house.
我想，要是是我的话
，If it was me，
不要说被公开的定罪
let alone to be condemned openly。
就算就是哪怕是只是稍微有点律法的弟兄来指证我的话
even when some brothers sisters say some legalistic harsh words to me
多说两句话我就受不了了
I may not be able to take it
可能下一次我跟那个弟兄交通的时候就要小心一点
next time I might be very careful when I have fellowship with the same brothers or sisters
就没有那么敞开了。
May not be very open.
更严重一点，可能我聚会都不来了。
Worst case, I may not come to the meeting anymore.
不过呢，这个女人在信心里摸到耶稣恩典的灵。
But this woman, she has encountered the spirit of grace.
因为在我们主耶稣里面那个恩典，从来不轻看忧伤痛悔的灵。
So this grace in our Lord Jesus never looked down upon the contrite heart.
乃是愿意在那里接纳所有灵里贫穷的人。
He is willing to receive and accept those who are poor in the sinners who are poor in spirit.
虽然在西门家里面，法利赛人都在那里定罪他。
Although in Simon's house, all the Pharisees were condemning her.
人在那里论断他。
And people were judging her.
但是他在告在告知主耶稣在那里，他就愿意去。
But even before the Lord says she was forgiven.
所以呢，他在这个在他被主告知他已经被赦免了之前。
Even before she was told by the Lord that her sins were forgiven.
他就已经在信心里面摸到这个基督 恩典的灵。
She has already encountered the spirit of grace in faith.
释放这个赦免的灵。
The spirit of forgiveness.
所以呢，主对这个女人说：“你的罪赦免。”
So the Lord said, "Your to her, your sins are forgiven."
只是在对她信心里的一个印证。
It just showing a sign of her faith.
所以呢，乃是一个赦免，让她离头。因着在信心里面摸着赦免，她才离头，才生出爱来。
It is because that she has encountered the spirit of forgiveness in faith that love has emerged.
最后，这个女人的信心不仅仅让她降卑，让她蒙光照，又让她蒙赦免。
The faith of the woman humbled her and illuminated her, and also, she also received the forgiveness.
而且这信心呢，也生发出仁爱来。
This faith also brings forth love.
这圣经里头提到的爱，至少新约圣经里提到的爱有两种。
There are two kinds of love in the New Testament.
一种是定义的。
One is the determined love.
坚定不移的爱。
Unchanging love, steadfast love.
纯粹的爱。
A pure love.
完全降服的爱。
And a surrendering love.
而另一种爱呢，乃是喜悦的爱，情感上的爱。
Another type of love is a love of the emotional love.
朋友之间的爱。
The love between friends.
这两种爱的本质呢，都是出于神。
The essence of those two loves are all from God.
因为呢，神是爱。
Because God is love.
约翰福音三章十六节说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
John chapter 3 verse 16 said, "God so loved the world, he gives his only begotten Son to them, so whoever believes in him will no longer perish but have eternal life."
这个爱就是定义的爱。
This love is a determined love.
神定义要爱我们。
God has determined to love us.
约翰福音第十一章三十五节到三十六节呢，在耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活之前，耶稣看见玛利亚哭。
In John chapter 11 verse 35 to 36, before the Lord Jesus resurrected Lazarus from death.And when he saw Mary cry,
圣经记载呢，耶稣哭了。
The Bible says, Jesus wept.
犹太人就在那里说：“你看他爱这人是何等恳切啊！”
And the Jewish people said, "You see how he loved this person."
这里所用的爱呢，就是那个情感上的。
This love is the emotional love.
这马太福音十章三十一节，三十七节，他说：“爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。”
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 37, it says, "Those who love their mother or father more than me, and love their children more than me, it is not worthy of me."
这个爱也是情感的爱。
This love is also emotional love.
而路加福音第七章这里说，主说这个女人她的爱多。
Here in Luke chapter 7, the Lord said this woman loves much.
主在这里所用的爱呢，就是那个定义的爱。
This love is a determined love.
舍己的爱。
The self-denial love.
奉献的爱。
The surrender love.
这个爱呢，远超过因着好像从主那里得了一点好处，因着基督所赐的恩典。而有的感激的爱。
This love surpasses this love from appreciation of the grace you received from Christ.
而是在信心里面认识基督而降服自己的爱。
That is the love that from that from the knowledge of it is the love of surrendering oneself when you see Christ in faith.
因着在信心里面看见基督呢，就定义要把自己的主权让给主。
Because of seeing in the Lord by the eyes of faith, so she is determined to give all those authority to Christ.
只有一个人在信心里面认识基督呢，才愿意降服他自己。
Only when one encounters Christ, in faith that he can surrender himself.
一个人只有在灵里与他遇过。
Only when one has met the Lord in spirit,
才敢把自己的主权交给他。
That he dares to give himself up to the Lord.
所以的是这个信心使这个女人亲近主。
So it is a faith that draws this woman near to the Lord.
是这个信心让这个女人卑微。
This is the faith that humbled this woman.
也是这个信心让这个女人在灵里认识这位有真理又有恩典的基督。
It is also the faith that make the woman have this knowledge and know and meet this Christ with grace and truth.
还是这个信心让这个女人认识她是千万人中第一人。
It is also this faith make the woman know that he is the fairest among the thousands.
是他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Full of grace and mercy, slow to anger, and full of mercy and truth.
唯有他是圣的，他是美中最美，甜中最甜。
He is the holy one. He's alone holy. He's the fairest among the fair, the sweetest among the sweet.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the Lord of lords and King of kings.
同就是这个原因呢，让这个女人觉得，无论是多贵的香膏。
It is because of this, so the, no matter how costly this spikenard is,
只要是抹在基督身上的就值得。
For this woman, it is worthy to give it to the Lord.
他没有变卖香膏来救济穷人。
He did not exchange the spikenard to help the poor.
像西门一样可以款待许多的。
Like this Simon and can show charity to all the poor.
而是把香膏抹在基督头上。
But she anointed this spikenard on the head of Christ.
她不仅觉得这香膏抹在主的头上值得。
Not only did she think that it is worthy to anoint the oil on the head of Christ.
她觉得抹在基督的脚上也值得。
She also thinks it is worthy to anoint it on the feet of Christ.
我想她预备的香膏去服侍主耶稣的时候，是为了主耶稣的头预备的。
I think when she was preparing this oil, she was preparing this for the anointing of the head of Christ.
但她没想到，这个主耶稣在那里，这个法利赛人西门去轻看她。
But to her surprise, that she saw that Pharisees looked down upon Christ.
最基本的，连洗脚的仆人都没有给我们主耶稣预备。
Even a very basic service that the Lord did not receive.
所以他就伏在耶稣脚前。
So she knelt down before the feet of the Lord.
眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And wet the feet of the Lord.
我相信。
By her tears.
我相信这个女人的眼泪呢，不仅仅是因着自己的罪而流的这个痛悔的眼泪。
I believe that the tears of the woman was not just because from her sin and her contrite heart.
也不仅仅是因着主赦免她、接纳她所流的感恩的眼泪。
Also not merely from the Lord's forgiveness and acceptance, out of appreciation, she wept.
乃是因为她所最宝贵的主被人轻看、被人藐视。
It is also because that this Lord that she treasured.Was looked down upon, was despised.
所流的那个难过的。
It is the tears of sorrow.
主耶稣他本是神，他本却不以神同等为强夺。
Our Lord is God, but he did not consider it equal, it's robbery to be equal with God.
他卑微他自己，不仅答应法利赛人西门的邀请。
He humbled himself. Not only did he accept this invitation of the Pharisee Simon.
而且接受西门跟法利赛人的藐视。
He also accepted the despise of Simon and the Pharisees.
他所受的待遇呢，乃是穷人所受的待遇。
The treatment he received was the treatment of the poor.
连洗脚的水都没有给他。
He does not even have the water to wash his feet.
但对这个女人来说，基督是最宝贵的。
But for this woman, Christ is the most precious.
没有任何的人事物可以跟我们的主相比。
There's nothing can compare with the Lord.
而且基督是圣的，他的身体也是圣的。
And also, Christ is holy. His body is also holy.
这地上的尘土跟我们基督的头是不相称的。
The dust on the earth is not worthy of the head of the Lord.
这个尘土跟我们的主的脚也同样是不相称的。
The dust of the earth is also not worthy of the feet of our Lord.
所以虽然在那里没有水，这个女人呢用她的眼泪弄湿。
So although there is no water there, this woman washed the feet with her tears.
那里没有手巾，她就用她的头发把主的脚擦。
There was no towel, but the Lord, but the woman, wiped the feet with her hair.
这头发呢是这个女人的荣耀。
The hair is the glory of a woman.
如果应用到我们今天在神家里的服事。
If it applies to our service in the house of God today.
我们如果看见基督的身体沾染了尘土。
If we see that the body of Christ is covered with dust.
我们是不是要像西门一样的来定罪别人
？Are we like Simon to rush to judge？
还是说呢，我们要起来呢指责这个西门
？Or we rise up to judge Simon？
还是要像这个女人一样放下我们的一切
？Or like this woman lay down ourselves？
在信心里头做爱的仆人
，and become the servant of love in faith。
跪下来用眼泪用膏油用我们的头发来服侍
and kneel down with our, to serve with our tears and with, our, with oil
我们如果是真是做奴仆
if we are indeed servants
我们难道有自己的喜好吗
do we have our own preferences
我们岂敢轻看基督里头任何一个肢体
can weDo we dare to look down upon any members in the body of Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们要学会在信心里面看每一个弟兄姊妹里头的基督
So we should learn to look at every brother and sisters from the eyes of faith.
而不是看个人里头的亚当
It is not to look into the Adam in them.
若是我们在信心里面服侍
If we serve in faith,
我们就要看见我们服侍的乃是基督的身体。
If we serve in faith, that we will see we are serving the body of Christ.
如果我们不在信心里面服侍呢，我们看见的只是服侍一个一个的人。
If we are not serving in faith, we are just serving the individual person.
我们就要像西门一样盯着我们同伴的软弱不放。
We will be like Simon. We just fix our eyes on others' weaknesses.
数算别人的不义
and we just remember others' unrighteousness.
而活在信心里的这个女人
but this woman who lives in faith,
她的眼里只有主
in her eyes, there's only the Lord.
没有抱怨论断她的西门
she did not judge Simon who judged her.
也没有指责西门轻看她
and she did not, she did not.Judge Simon who looked down upon her,
而是默默在那里效法基督，取了奴仆的样子。
She was just silently, quietly imitating Christ and take on the form of a bond servant.
凭信心在那里服侍基督的身体，就是教会。
Serve the body of Christ with his church in faith.
主怎样吩咐我们，我们就怎样服侍。
What how the Lord commands us, we that's how we serve.
在末了的时候呢，主说：“那在我弟兄中，那坐在我弟兄中最小的一个身上。”
Our Lord has said, if you do this on the least among us,
就是坐在我身上。
It is to do on me.
弟兄姊妹们，从信心里所发出来的仁爱。
Brothers and sisters, this love emerges from faith.
一方面的平信亲近主。
On the one hand, we can draw near to the Lord in faith.
一方面的凭信心认识主。
On the other hand, we know the Lord in faith.
并且的奉献自己。
And also we surrender ourselves.
承认了我们的一切都是属乎主。
And we confess that all we have is from the Lord.
做一个爱的仆人。
and become a bond servant of love.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们可以坦然无惧来到他面前。
We can come before him boldly.
不仅使我们遇见主。
Not only can we meet the Lord.
而且也定义爱他。
And we are all determined to love him.
把自己当作活祭，完完全全献给他。
And to consecrate ourselves completely as a living sacrifice.
我就结束了。
This is my fellowship.